This broadcast of Women of Grace is recorded, so please, no calls at this time.
This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. I am so very happy to be with you today. I certainly am. I love spending this time with you Monday through Friday as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. Always eager to hear from you here. I certainly am. The way that you can reach us is by calling this toll-free number, which is toll-free for you right here in North America. And that number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Pick up the phone, give us a call here. We do want to hear from you. We want to have holy conversation with you. We want to talk about the things that are important to you in your life and in your faith. All of those kinds of good things we want to do with you today. Also want to encourage you to leave a message for us at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page. That is another way that you can communicate with us during the program here, and we'll get it retrieved and up on the board. I'll be able to address your question or your comment. So please leave something there for us. And additionally, you can text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response and then put in your question, your comment, your insight, your inspiration, your word of encouragement. And we're going to get it retrieved. And of course, again, we'll address it. Do know that data and message rates may apply if you choose that option. Well, I'm so happy to be with you today. Today is a great big feast day. Yes, it is. It's the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. I love our Blessed Mother so very, very much, as you well know. Additionally, I love the rosary that she gave to us. What a blessed prayer this is. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it through the course of our program today with you. Perhaps the rosary has meant a lot to you. Perhaps there was a moment in time where it was particularly significant. Maybe you have a very favorite meditation on the rosary, or maybe you have a favorite way to pray the rosary. You know, there's a number of ways in which we can pray the rosary. We'll talk about all of it here today, and I'm hoping that you'll let us know, because this is what I find. When we share about our faith with others, you know what happens? Number one, our own faith is increased just by way of the sharing. But additionally, we have an opportunity to help others to have their faith increased as well. And as I say, you know, the rosary is such a favorite prayer of mine that, you know, I'm always looking for new ways, not just new ways to pray it in terms of the very beautiful meditations that we have. And there's a variety of them. Of course, we've got the four standard ones. But in addition to that, you know, I like to know how it is that you maintain your attention, how it is that you enter into it, the way in which it affects you as you are praying. Those kinds of things are important for me because I want to grow. I want to grow in my relationship with the Lord. I want to grow in my relationship with our Blessed Mother, who always helps us to grow in relationship with our Lord. And heaven knows we all need all of the help that we can get, right? And we also want to be a secondary instrument, as Our Lady is. We want to be a secondary instrument in the lives of others. So do give me a call as we continue through our program today to talk about the rosary. Again, that number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Don't be shy. Give it a try. Don't delay. Call right away. We want to hear from you today. Yes, we do. I also want to let you know about some of the wonderful things that are going on at Women of Grace. I shared with you that yesterday was the first day for our book study on the virtue of hope. If you were not able to come last evening, or if you were unable to sign up for it but would like to participate in it, let me urge you to still join us. We will get all of the information to you. So it's not too late. It will be too late, you know, in a very short period of time, but it's not too late yet. We all need to exercise and appreciate this virtue of hope, this theological virtue that we receive at our baptism. We all need to learn how to appreciate it more. So we would love for you to join us for that. Also, our Benedicta Institute for Women began last evening as well. So it was a very big day at Women of Grace that way. But, you know, we're always about something at Women of Grace. And if you go on to our website, womenofgrace.com, That's Women of Grace, all one word, plural on the women, womenofgrace.com, and click on events, which you'll see right there in the nav bar. You're going to find all of the upcoming events that are going on. And we also have lots of studies that are happening, and we want for you to join us for them. We have an evening of grace that's coming up on October the 9th. That's just in 2 days. That's Thursday, October the 9th. We have one that's coming, a morning of grace that's going to happen on October the 14th, Tuesday, October the 14th. You can find out about it. Register right there. These evenings and mornings of grace are available to you. Just about every month we do them. So if you have never participated in a Women of Grace event, this is a great way to see what we are about. And I think that you'll really and truly enjoy it. Here are some of the comments that we hear from past events. This beautiful woman named Judy says, this weekend was such a joy. And of course, this is some of the other kinds of things that we do, some of our larger events. The masses were also beautiful. This whole experience was uplifting, and my spirit just soared when singing Women of Grace. That's our theme song. I indeed do want to live as a woman of grace. Thank you. So we get comments like this just about everything, you know, that we do. The women really enjoy into it. This woman says, I recently attended the retreat at St. Magdalene de Pazzi in New Jersey, where you spoke, and wow, it was wonderful. Thank you. You touched on so many things that are dear to my heart, namely the beauty and responsibility of a woman. I have a huge devotion to Our Lady, St. Louis de Montfort, and St. Maximilian Kolbe, so that made the retreat special to me. So, you know, just all kinds of wonderful opportunities that are available for you. I want for you to get out there and to find out all about them. I am going to be in Alvin, Texas, outside of Houston, a little bit later this month for the Catholic Daughters. I'm looking forward to that event. Going to be speaking to couples on Friday night, teens in the morning on Saturday, and then I'm going to be speaking to the women Saturday afternoon. That's the weekend of the 26th. I'll have to pull this up. I'll pull the calendar up so I can give you specific dates on that. So that's Friday evening, the 24th, I guess it is, and then Saturday the 25th, and Sunday is the next week, the 26th. So the 24th and the 25th there in Alvin, Texas. So I'm hoping that if you're in that area and you're a Catholic daughter, well, golly gee whiz, I certainly do want you to come. And Catholic daughters, I want you to bring your husbands, because I'll certainly enjoy speaking with all of you. And we want the teens there. We certainly do. We want to do everything that we can for our young ladies. We absolutely do. And our Young Women of Grace is a beautiful outreach to teens going on in numbers of parishes and in numbers of schools throughout the country. If you are looking to help your daughter to understand who she truly is as a daughter of the Most High God, to live that reality in her life, and to explore the marvelous ways that God has created her in her authentic femininity, then this is the program for her. We also have mothers who lead their daughters and their daughters' friends in their own home. So there's all kinds of ways in which this very profound opportunity can be experienced by young women. So we invite you to go to our website, Women of Grace. And find out about it. We'd love for you to facilitate this kind of outreach to young women. Would also love for you to join a Women of Grace group for adult women. And again, we offer you that opportunity at our website, just right there on the homepage. Click on study information, and you will find out about all of the places where a study group is going on, and you can register for a study group right online. So we try to make things easy breezy for you, but today is the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. Please give us a call. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Come and rock back. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, absolutely delighted to be with you today on this beautiful, beautiful feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, a lovely opportunity for us to begin to pray the Rosary if we don't pray it at all, but then to perhaps make a commitment to pray it more often, maybe even daily. What a beautiful gift that would be to our Blessed Mother on this feast day. And here's the thing, our Blessed Mother is mediatrix and distributrix of all graces. That means she is the one who mediates, who takes our needs to God, deposits them there at the foot of his throne. And then she is the one who takes his response by way of blessing and distributes that to us. And that's very consistent with who our Blessed Mother is, because she is the mother of Jesus. Jesus is the King of Kings. Now, in the Davidic tradition, the kings always chose their mother to be the queen because they had more than one wife. And wouldn't it create a problem if you chose one wife over another to be the queen? So the way in which they worked around that situation was to name their mother the queen. Well, if Jesus is the King of Kings, and he being a Jewish man, wouldn't he then naturally have his mother to be his queen? And of course, that is the case. Now, what was the job of the queen mother in the Davidic line? Well, the job of the queen mother was to, first of all, advocate on behalf of the people to make their needs known. We would call that intercession, right? So she would intercede on behalf of the people of the kingdom. And then when the king would respond, she would distribute those blessings by way of their need, whatever it would be, like if they needed food, or if they needed, grain, or if they needed, some kind of care. She would distribute that, make it happen for them. So she takes the petitions to the people and then brings to them the response to the petition. And that's precisely the role that our Blessed Mother prays for us. Just want to read this, and then we're going to go to our phone lines. But Vanessa, my producer, is going to share with us too. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you, talking about the rosary today, sharing with us, about the various ways in which the rosary has impacted your life, your favorite way to pray it, maybe some good advice and counsel that you received regarding the way to pray the rosary or its benefits for you, talking about it here today. We'll take your call on any other topic as well. But, I kind of like on this Feast of Our Lady to stick to that topic. So here I am. I'm in Divine Intimacy. Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene talks about the various fruits of the rosary when we pray it. But he says that one of the fruits is a penetration into Christ's mysteries. And this is so very, very true, right? Because we meditate on the mysteries of Christ's life. He says, by Mary and with Mary, who opens the door to them for us, the rosary helps us to penetrate the ineffable grandeurs of the incarnation, passion, and glory of Jesus. Who is there who has understood and lived these mysteries as fully as Our Lady did? And who better than she can make us understand them? If during the recitation of the rosary, we really know how to put ourselves in spiritual contact with Mary and to accompany her in the various stages of her life, we shall be able to perceive something of the sentiments of her heart concerning these great mysteries which she witnessed and in which she played such an important part. This in turn will serve wonderfully to nourish our souls. Thus, our rosary will be transformed into a quarter of an hour's meditation. We might almost say contemplation under Mary's guidance. This is what Mary desires, rather than many rosaries recited with the lips while the mind wanders in a thousand directions. The Hail Mary, continuously repeated, should express the attitude of a soul who is striving to approach the Blessed Virgin, hastening toward her in order to be captivated by her and given insight into the divine mysteries. Ave Maria, the lips say, and the heart murmurs, teach me, O Mary, to know and love Jesus as you knew and loved him. I couldn't say it better. I really couldn't. And it's interesting because in many ways, St. John Paul II echoes these very same sentiments of Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene in his apostolic letter on the Holy Rosary. And that might be something very nice for you to do today, is to go onto the Vatican website, just put in the search engine, on the Holy Rosary, John Paul II, and it will come up. And I'll tell you, it is just a tremendous, tremendous aid in praying the Rosary, and beautiful insights about the spirituality of St. John Paul II and his own love of Our Lady. 833-288-EWTN is the way that you can join us today right here on Women of Grace Live. Matthew Gubensky is answering those phones. 833-288-3986. It's toll free for you right here in North America. Also available to you is EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply use the chat feature there and put in your question or comment. Pedro Quiles will be able to retrieve your question and comment, get it up on the board. Vanessa Sanchez is our producer extraordinaire, sitting there in front of all of those controls and things right there on the campus of EWTN. So I'm going to bring Vanessa on. Yes, I am. I'm going to have this beautiful opportunity to introduce her to you. And she's going to share with us about an aspect of the rosary or something that she was counseled with regarding the rosary that's been very helpful for her. So, hey, Vanessa.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's delighted to hear your voice on the air here.
Yeah, it's different from usual.
It is unusual. So you were telling me on the break something lovely, and I said, well, you've got to share that with our audience today, so share with us.
Yeah, so during a retreat at the University of Florida, I had confession with one of the priests that I'm very close to. And one of the things I told him I was struggling with was complete surrender to God and just letting go of the control that I like to have on my life. And I did tell him that I was recently getting into Our Lady and just trying to devote myself to her. And he challenged me with the rosary. And he said, well, you're only allowed to pray 2 decades of the rosary. He's like, you cannot complete it. If you complete it, you're going to have to do your penance again. And with each prayer, you have to say something you're grateful for.
Oh.
So with that practice, not only was I able to reflect on the things that we have that we just look over so easily, like shelter, food, a car, education, that I was able to be grateful for, but I was able to pray to Our Lady in a very different way that isn't just completing the rosary, which is a beautiful prayer that I do practice, and I encourage everyone to practice to complete the rosary, but it's just doing the 2 decades and just being like, to Our Lady, just being like, yeah, this is me doing my devotion to you, but letting you know that I'm surrendering this. I'm trying to let go of the control of completion that I know better than you. So it was such a beautiful practice. And I do that every now and then when I realize I'm holding on a little too tight.
Well, you know, I just have to share this. This is beautiful. And what a beautiful penance to receive. It's absolutely a delightful way to enter into the rosary. But I like several things about it. First of all, I like the fact that you continue this practice, because obviously this was something that reached way deep into your soul and you saw the benefit of it and you want to continue it. And that is beautiful. And it also shows your obedience, not only in completing the penance, but then also going the distance. And it shows a lot of self-knowledge that you realize that, you know, and I think everybody listening today, to greater or lesser extent, can identify with what you're confessing. You know, this idea that I want to do it my way. I want to have control over this. I want to make my own decisions, instead of being open to the movement of grace that might be taking us in a different or unique or a new way. So, you know, that self-knowledge, I think, is really, really good. And I happen to know that you're a young woman. And I think everybody can tell that by your voice. But that being said, to learn that lesson and to understand that, to have that self-knowledge at your age, is just a great gift from God. And obviously, He is very much a part of your life because you are able to experience that wisdom of the Holy Spirit. So that is a beautiful thing. But there's something more here too. And this is a part of the great wisdom of the priest who gave you that penance, this idea of gratitude. And I was speaking about this a couple of weeks ago, friends. Perhaps you remember, maybe you remember too, Vanessa. But I was talking about the fact that, you know, research shows us that gratitude to God, thanksgiving to God, is very, very helpful for the human person. And I reminded us that we're a composite of body and soul. Recently, I was reading a beautiful book, and the author of this book says we are composed of a body and a soul. And oh, glory, that just that one word sent me into prayer, and it was just beautiful, because what immediately was communicated to me when I read that word was symphony, that each one of us is a symphony of the Word of God. Each one of us, by our very creation, sings the Word of God, you know? And I just thought that was so very, very beautiful. But what scientists are telling us is that because when we give gratitude to God, there is actually a biochemical response to that that elevates our spirit, that lifts us up. And why is that? Because gratitude, praise, and worship, this is scientifically evidenced. It is research that has been done. Releases the happy hormones. It releases endorphins. It releases dopamine. It releases serotonin. It releases, all of those things that elevate us and lift us up. So it's one of the best ways to overcome depression, or one of the best ways to get out of a foul mood is to praise and to thank God. And so he, very wisely, I think, had you count your blessings to be grateful, but I know that had to be, have an effect on you. And that's obvious because you've continued with the practice. So it's so beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So thank you for sharing today. And we invite you to share too, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We have Annette with us. Annette is in Seattle, Washington this morning, listening via Sirius XM station 130. Hello, Annette.
Hi, Donette. Good morning. How are you?
I'm dandy. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine. I've got a groggy voice because I'm getting over a sinus infection, so I'm sorry for the frog voice.
Well, that's quite all right. I'm glad you're on the mend, though.
Yeah, thank you. One second, Jonette. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you just fine.
Okay. Anyway, Jonette, I wanted to I've only called in one time before. It's been about a year, but I wanted to call you on this wonderful day of the Feast of Our Blessed Mother, and to thank you for all your support. I commute every day in to the Seattle Archdiocese. I work for this.
Oops, Annette. Annette, we've lost you.
Rosary are. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, you broke up a little bit there. So what I heard last was that you work at the Chancery and then something about the Rosary. So can you continue?
Yeah, the Seattle Archdiocese Chancery. Yes, we are going to be doing a rosary at the Chancery for all employees for the Feast of Our Blessed Mother today.
That is lovely. That is lovely. You know, there are so many, individuals, I think, who feel that the rosary is an antiquated prayer. And I think that's so sad. And it just delights me to no end when we have this beautiful, affirmation of the power of the rosary in a formal way like this. And for the Chancery to do this for their employees on the feast day, I think is especially beautiful. So I'm very grateful to your bishop and to all of those who participate in an administrative way for the organization of this. And I pray that it's very efficacious for each and every one of you. Which of the mysteries of the rosary, Annette, is your favorite?
Thank you, Jonette. I wanted to probably the sorrowful mystery for me. Mm-hmm. It's just a reminder. It's a reminder of what our Lord has done for us. Yeah. And as I was praying this morning at 3 a.m., I woke up and I just started doing the rosary. I started to pray also for the employees at the Chancery. We have both secular and non-secular employees. And I just pray for those that they can come to know our faith that do not know the apostolic faith.
Yeah, it is important, and it's a marvelous way to evangelize. I think that the opportunity that comes by way of the rosary, the graces that can be won, and your special, inclusion of these individuals in your rosary today will yield abundant fruit. And I know it will have a profound effect on the diocese. There's no effort like this that goes unnoticed by heaven. Heaven notices everything. And our Blessed Mother, it's interesting. She's not there saying to us, okay, you've got to pray your rosary. She's not saying that. But she's a mother that wants to assist us and help us. And the rosary is one of the ways that we are open to our help and assistance. And that's kind of what I like so much about what Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene is saying, what he's indicating in this second meditation that he offers us on the rosary that I read to everybody. Mary, it says, by Mary and with Mary, who opens the door to them for us. And he's talking there about the mysteries of the rosary, who opens the doors of the mysteries of the rosary for us. The rosary helps us to penetrate the ineffable grandeurs of the incarnation, passion, and glory of Jesus. So when I think about it, Annette, and for all of you that are listening, when I think about these mysteries of Christ's life, the fact of the matter is they are inexhaustible. They're all held for us in the eternal moment. Though they happened in time, they didn't cease in time. Because Jesus is Lord. Jesus is God, right? And so every action of God is an eternal action. And even though Jesus is incarnate, he is God incarnate, even though he walked on the earth at a specific moment in time, all of the actions, everything that Jesus did, is also an action of God. And it's held for us in the eternal moment. So, we can dip into these mysteries. They're there for us. They're there for us to enter into mystically, to enter into them, spiritually, to enter into them, psychologically, to enter into them. And our Blessed Mother knows those mysteries. And just as every good mother wants to open up every possible avenue for her child to grow and to develop into holiness of life, this mother, above all mothers, wants that for us. And so when we pray the rosary, it is as if our Blessed Lady takes us by the hand and leads us into these mysteries. And we can talk to our Blessed Mother as we're praying these mysteries, or even utter a prayer to her before we begin a mystery. You said, Annette, that, you're especially close to those sorrowful mysteries. So, we can ask her, Mother, what was it like as you journeyed with your son up Calvary's Hill? Tell me about him. And then we can pray those mysteries and just be open to it. It might go through our brain. We might cognitively understand that. But most importantly, our soul apprehends it. And the fruit of it begins to be lived in our lives. And this is why the rosary is such a grand, beautiful, wonderful prayer. So Annette, I'm so happy that at the Chancery today, in your archdiocese there, that you're all going to have that opportunity to enter more deeply into this abundant grace that is the rosary. And I know it will flow through those halls and flow through those offices, and great graces will come. 833-288-EWTN. Give us a call. We're waiting to hear from you.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. I'm delighted to hear from you today. I want to hear from you today. So please do give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you. Today, we are talking about the rosary because today is the Feast of the Rosary. And we love praying the rosary. I do. And I love the various mysteries. So I was asking you, what is your favorite mystery of the rosary? Share it with us. Annette was on, and Annette shared with us that she really likes the sorrowful mysteries. And, Vanessa, our producer, was on telling us about a way to pray the rosary for gratitude that she was instructed to do by a priest as a penance for confession. And that's made a huge difference in her life. So we're talking about favorite mysteries. We're talking about your favorite way to pray the rosary today. I'd love to hear about it. I would love to adopt, perhaps, the very practice that you find so very beneficial. So give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us. Also, you can leave a question or comment for us at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page. And you can also text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response and then leave your question or comment there. Tell us who you are, where you are, how you're listening, and know that message and data rates may apply. Want to send out congratulations on this beautiful Feast of Our Lady to another EWTN radio partner, KOGD 107.1 FM, serving Shawnee, Oklahoma, is celebrating 10 years with us. Fantastic. Congratulations to the Benedictine Fathers of Sacred Heart Mission from all of your friends here at EWTN. We are ever so grateful for all of the radio partners that we have here at EWTN, and we love to congratulate them on their special days. And what a special day this is for this to be your 10th anniversary. Congratulations. Fantastic. May God bless you, and may our Blessed Mother procure for you every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Yes, we love the opportunity to congratulate our radio partners. If you are an affiliate, do let us know when you are celebrating your anniversary so we can indeed thank you here. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Don't be shy. Give it a try. Don't delay. Call right away. We want to talk with you today. Another thing that I like to do, and you hear me do this quite frequently on the air, when somebody asks me to intercede and to pray for them, I tell them, I'll tuck you into my rosary. And I do. I, you know, on the spot generally, will just ask our Lord, please tuck them into my rosary. And he does that. And every once in a while, depending upon the way in which the Holy Spirit moves me, I will pray specifically for someone on a particular bead. Not long ago, I met Ryan at the family celebration that was there in Tysons, Maryland, just about a month ago now, I guess it was. And he shared with me that he very much wants to be a priest, and he was praying for doors to open for him, that that could happen. And I said, I am going to give you the third joyful mystery. Now, why is that? I don't know. The Lord said the third joyful mystery. And then as I thought about it in a split second there, I realized, well, of course that's the one. Why? Because that's the birth of our Lord, right? And this young man wants to be birthed as in persona Christi, as a priest. And, you know, this is what the Lord does. He just does these things. It's so marvelous. So, you know, that is one of the ways that I truly enjoy praying the rosary, tucking people into it and interceding, taking them to our Blessed Mother, asking for her intercession, but then in a sense, joining hands with Our Lady and interceding for the individuals that have asked for my prayer. And you know, it's an interesting thing. At odd times of the day or night, I will think of people. You know, just yesterday, I was thinking of someone that called us regularly in the past, and I haven't heard from her for a long, long time. She moved out west from the East Coast, and you know, and I called her my Ann, and I haven't heard from my Ann in a long time, you know, and so I was praying for her, hoping everything is well for her. So I really do incorporate you very much into my life, you know, in a variety of ways. And this is the way that we live this mystical body, because we are all connected as brothers and sisters in Christ. And I hope that you pray for me. I hope you tuck me into your rosary. I hope that you tuck others into your rosary. And I hope, you know, when the Holy Spirit prompts you, you know, you just utter a little prayer for that person that crosses your mind for one reason or another. Let's get to Rory. Rory is out there in Silver Springs, Maryland. He is a first-time caller, and I'm ringing my bell. Welcome, welcome, Rory. Oh, I think Rory's a woman. I don't know. We're going to find out right now. How are you, Rory?
I am doing good. Thank you very much. How are you doing? Do you understand me? Because I have a accent.
Yes, there you go. I understand you just fine, and you are a woman, and I'm happy for that. So, and you're listening via Guadalupe Radio Network, and I'm so pleased about that. Yeah. So now tell me about the rosary and you.
Okay, the rosary, I love rosary. Well, just to give a little bit of history, when I was a child, I see people holding rosaries and they're praying. And I said, I wonder how they do it. Well, maybe I will do that too, I said. So sometimes I said, Hail Mary, or maybe that's enough Hail Mary. Maybe Our Father, or maybe Glory Be. I was probably third grade, and I started doing that until I realized later on that, you know, there's a way to say the rosary. But anyway, I heard you when you said, what's your favorite? And I like all the mysteries, but when it gets to the third mystery of either Annunciation, you know, Luminous, Sorrowful, and Glorious, I love always the third mystery. And if now, they said, okay, we'll say the rosary, who's going to do which, mystery? I was like, I'll do the third mystery. I'll do the third mystery.
Isn't that interesting? I've never heard that. And that's beautiful. So the third of the joyful is the birth of our Lord. The third of the sorrowful is the crowning with thorns. The third luminous is the proclamation of the gospel. And the third glorious is the descent of the Holy Spirit. So those are your favorite mysteries, huh?
I'm so sorry. Sometimes it gets a little bit choppy where I'm at, but I'm so sorry. But yeah.
Well, I hear you. I hear you. So, Rory, thank you so very, very much for sharing. That is absolutely beautiful. And as I was saying to you, I've never heard someone that's had, a specific number on the mystery of the mystery for each of the mysteries that is their favorite of each of those. So that's quite beautiful. Thank you for sharing today.
Okay, thank you very much for, this talk that you do. Thank you very, very much. It's really beautiful and helpful.
Thank you, Rory. And you're very beautiful, too. So thank you for that. God bless you. Bye-bye. We've got Oscar out there on YouTube. He says, I recently listened to a homily about the rosary, and it really resonated with me. It beautifully described how the rosary is not a source of evil, of course not, but a powerful tool for good in our lives. The priest highlighted its significance as a spiritual defense against darkness and temptation. It was truly inspiring to learn that it is the most powerful weapon of our time. And Oscar, I couldn't agree with you more. As a matter of fact, my friend, Thomas K. Sullivan, and I wrote a book called The Rosary, Your Weapon for Spiritual Warfare. And we talk about the power of the rosary as a weapon for spiritual warfare in this book. And we actually give you a meditation to that end for each of the 20 mysteries of the rosary. So it's a beautiful, beautiful book. It's very different from any other rosary book that you'll ever read. And I encourage you to get a copy, friends. You can do that at EWTN's Religious Catalog. That's EWTNRC.com, EWTNRC.com. And the title again of the book is The Rosary, Your Weapon for Spiritual Warfare. As a matter of fact, this week, Thomas K. Sullivan is my guest on our television program, Women of Grace, that airs at 1 p.m. Eastern on EWTN television, Monday through Friday. And he and I are talking about the rosary and talking about this particular book. So I really encourage you, if you are interested in how the rosary and why the rosary and how to pray the rosary to be a strong defense against the evil of temptation and the machinations of the evil one, well then, this book is the book that you want to have. Again, it is The Rosary, Your Weapon for Spiritual Warfare. But this priest is absolutely correct, and we know that the rosary is a very strong prayer for exorcists when they're in the midst of exorcism. They have intercessors praying the rosary, and even just lifting the holy beads is enough to procure the release of the demonic. So we want for you to pray your rosary, especially pray it as a family for the protection of your children and your loved ones. Let's go to Annette. Annette is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the second Annette of the day. She is a first-time caller, and I'm ringing my bell for you, Annette. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and thank you for listening via Catholic Community Media. We're delighted.
I'm listening from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and the name of our station is Pray Your Rosary, P-Y-R. That's the way they name the call letters.
Isn't that wonderful? It's W-P-Y-R, Pray Your Rosary. I love it.
Well, I was telling the caller, after going to Catholic school for 10 years, and I prayed the rosary every day growing up. I came from a very, a faith-based family, spiritual. We said grace at meals. My husband said we wouldn't even eat a fold-over, without praying. We were a prayerful family. But then I went some years without praying the rosary. I can't explain why, but I just, maybe 10 years, I never picked up my rosary. I had rosaries from all my aunts. I had tons of rosaries, I never left the church, but I didn't pray my rosary. And about 10 years ago, I thought, I need to start praying my rosary, but I had forgotten even the mysteries. I'd forgotten what order they came in. So I got all my books out and I started praying a rosary. And I found that the rosary has brought me, it's brought in my life a great amount of peace. And when I'm saying the rosary, I don't think of anything else except those things. You know, your mind does wander sometimes, but I think about Christ and what he did, and I think about how Mary, you know, participated in his life. And I would say that it's brought me peace, and particularly since my husband has died, it's really, I was just in a downward spiral, and it's brought me up. And I just have peace and tranquility when I from praying the rosary. And my husband was he converted to Catholicism from Methodism after about 28 years of going to Mass with me. One morning he said, I think I want to join the church. I want to start receiving the Eucharist. So he went to the nun who was conducting the class, and he said, my wife is a devout Catholic. And she asked him, well, he told me this. He said, well, why do you say that? He said, well, she says the rosary in bed, but she falls asleep and the rosary's always in the bed. He said she's a great fan of Mary. And it made me, he didn't know how to say, you know, she has a great devotion to Mary. But I do have a great devotion to Mary, and I recommend the rosary for anybody who's just searching for anything. And I can say again that it's given me a great amount of peace in my life, especially through the loss of my husband.
What a beautiful testimony. And you know, I just think it's so cute that your husband used that word fan for devotion. And we can all be a fan of Mary. We can be Mary's fans, you know. I like that so very well. And I'll share this with you. You know, when my son Simon was killed in a vehicular accident, the only prayer that I could pray was the rosary. And I really could not meditate on the beads because, you know, I was just so filled with grief. I couldn't really do that. And I said to the Lord, I can't really meditate on the life of your son, Father God, but I am offering you every tear. And I attach this tear to this Hail Mary, and this tear to this Hail Mary, and this tear to this Hail Mary. And I made my way through the rosary. And the rosary for me was a lifeline. Our Blessed Mother used the rosary to keep me steady and to help me to function and to help me to go on. There were a lot of people who wondered if I would give up, you know, the apostolate at that point. Well, no, of course not. I wasn't going to give it up, but I certainly did need to have the ballast of Our Lady to balance me, you know, to give me the ability to continue to move forward. And she won me graces from heaven that I can't even describe. It was probably the period of time of my exponentially I grew in my life of union with God. And I know that it was all through Our Blessed Mother. I know that every bit of it was through Our Blessed Mother. So I well understand how it is that the rosary is bringing you such comfort in these days after losing your husband. And, you know, since that time, you know, I prayed the rosary before that, but through that time, my devotion to the rosary, my ability to understand how it is that God works through that rosary, through personal experience with it, has grown. And so I want to recommend to you, friends, you know, in the beginning, when you start to pray the rosary, it's a long prayer. You know, it really is. And, you know, Father Gabriel makes reference to a quarter hour. I cannot pray the rosary in 15 minutes. The fastest I can pray a rosary is in 37 minutes. I timed it. You know, that's the fastest that I can pray it. But sometimes it'll take me much longer than that. It can take me an hour. It's taken me 2 hours on some occasions because I do want to contemplate. I do want to go deeper. I do want to allow myself to be drawn by the beautiful ways in which God reaches into our soul and leads us and guides us. So it can take me a much longer time to do that. But I will say that in the beginning, it can be difficult, and the evil one is going to tempt you in the beginning. And he's going to tempt you, and you're going to say, oh, this takes too long. This is of no avail. My mind wanders. I'm not attentive. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're developing a holy habit of praying the rosary. And as you persist in that, and as you move forward, then God helps us. I mean, he aids us. We're building up this perseverance of heart and mind. And the constancy, the virtue of constancy, really yields abundant fruit. And then gradually, as you make your way and you continue to pray that rosary, gradually, we enter more and more deeply into it. And here's just a couple of little things. We all get distracted. I get distracted when I pray my rosary. I find sometimes it's very, very helpful for me to listen to Gregorian chant when I pray my rosary. That especially if it's Gregorian chant of the Mass, the holy celebration of the Mass. There's something about that is very efficacious for me. Another thing that I sometimes do is I will pray the rosary with the saints. And Summa Enterprises, I'm going to have Mary McClernand on later in the week. Summa Enterprises has these beautiful CDs. Now you can download it onto your phone or your computer of praying the rosary with various saints. Saint Therese of Lisieux, Saint Faustina, Saint Catherine of Siena, Saint Padre Pio, Saint John Paul II, I think I'm leaving one out there, and I'm so sorry, dear saint, if I've forgotten which one you are. But all of these saints, Saint Teresa of Calcutta. Thank you so very much, Saint Teresa of Calcutta. Praying the rosary with them, and there's like a quote from them before each Hail Mary. Beautiful way to pray the rosary, taking us more deeply into the life of Christ and listening for the voice of God, even speaking through the quotation of the saint as we pray that rosary. Many, many times I've had prayer answered that way. So that is beautiful. Using the meditations that Tom Sullivan and I offer you in our book, The Rosary, Your Weapon for Spiritual Warfare. Beautiful way to pray the rosary for those that are in need, of a blessing. If you're going through a real rough time, if there's a child that's causing you difficulties, if you're struggling in your marriage, or if you just, feel like you're under it, those meditations are absolutely beautiful. We also have them in a little booklet. People wanted them in a little booklet so they could put them in their, the men, you could put them in your pocket or in the breast pocket of your jacket, and ladies in your handbags, just a beautiful way to pray the rosary. And of course, there's many meditations out there that help you to pray the rosary, the scriptural rosary, another way. So all of these ways you can pray the rosary. 833-288-EWTN. Let's get to Nisha. Nisha is in Brandon, Florida, and heavens to Bessie George, I know exactly where that is, over there south of Tampa. She's listening to us via the EWTN app, and I'm pleased to have her with us. Hello, Nisha. How are you?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you just dandy. You're a first-time caller, so I'm ringing my bell to welcome you.
Okay, I'm driving, so I'm going to pull over now.
Okay, yes.
I am. I'm a first-time caller, and it just came to my phone, and I said, okay, well, let me call. Because you're asking about the, what's your favorite mystery of the rosary?
Yes.
Right? That was
yes.
The one I heard.
But yes, anyway, that's true.
Yes, that's true. I have they're all my favorite, but it depends on the situation or my situation or the people I'm praying for.
Yes.
But the one I want to share is my friend's favorite. I'm actually a member of the Legion of Mary here in the Tampa Bay area,
good.
Florida. Yes, so we love our Blessed Mother, and as a Filipino, I love our mother, and we call her Mama Mary.
Yes.
So we pray the rosaries, and we promote the praying of the rosary. But my friend, whom we just lost, she is also a member of the Legion of Mary. She's 89 years old. We lost her Saturday. She passed away Saturday. Her name is Martha Borges.
Okay.
And she loves her mother, and she prays the rosary. And even like in her old age, she always put the CD. So every night she put that rosary so she can pray. And her favorite is the Glorious Mystery.
Beautiful.
Yes. And she said, I love Glorious because especially the parts, it's like Assumption of our Blessed Mother.
Yes. Well, you know, it's a beautiful thing that the Assumption of Our Blessed Lady is a prefigurement for each one of us, that at some point in time, you know, we too will rise to heaven with our Lord, you know, and when he comes back again, we will be reunited with our bodies. Our Blessed Mother was assumed into heaven, body and soul, because she never was sullied by the stain of original sin. And so her body, of course, was not going to experience that corruption that happens to each of us because we have been scathed by original sin. So now her name is Margaret Borgia. Is that what you said?
No, Martha.
Martha, okay.
Like today's reading, Martha. Martha.
Yes. Okay.
Borges.
Okay. Well, I will remember her in my prayer today, Nisha, and thank you so much for your call. And Wendy on YouTube said, I really love how the rosary is prayed outside the baths in Lourdes. I am praying today to visit Lourdes with my daughter. And I hope, Wendy, you have your prayer answered. Entrust it to our mother. She will get you there. Well, friends, we love being with you. Don't forget about that book I mentioned, The Rosary, Your Weapon for Spiritual Warfare, available for you at EWTN's Religious Catalog, EWTNRC.com. Pray the rosary. Yes, pray it. See what God does in you and through you by way of it. It's always great to be with you. I'm planning on being back with you again tomorrow, encouraging you always to take advantage of the good things that are available for you right here on EWTN Radio. God bless you now. Bye-bye.